It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we're going to start off with high school softball action. And it was an exciting game between Effingham and Salem, as Effingham scored a run in the bottom of the seventh after Salem tied it in the top of the seventh at seven. Effingham got the walk-off win with two outs in the bottom of the seventh for the 8-7 victory. Eight runs, 10 hits, three errors for Effingham. Salem had seven runs, eight hits, and three errors in the loss, as Natalie Armstrong pitched the victory. She struck out six, didn't allow a walk, gave up eight hits and the seven runs. But Effingham had a lot of hitting heroes, as you could imagine. Jersey Bierman at the top of the order went 1-for-4. Donaldson was 1-for-4 on the day. Armstrong, 2-for-4 with a double and two RBIs. Harvey was 2-for-3 and drew a walk. Martin was 1-for-4 at the plate with an RBI. Hartman was 1-for-2. As Kirk was also 1-for-3 on the day with a triple and two RBIs. Koenig had an RBI in there as well. And Raddatz 1-for-1 with an RBI for Effingham as they picked up the victory again 8-7 over Salem in softball. Big win for South Central over Sisti, 17-0 in four innings. 17 runs, 12 hits, and an error for South Central. Sisti, no runs, no hits, and five errors as Lauren Johnson pitched the victory, going four innings, striking out 10, not allowing a hit or a walk in the game. Several hitting heroes for South Central as well. That included Brown 1-for-1 with an RBI. Kenley Swift had an RBI. Caitlin Swift, 2-for-4 with a double and three RBIs. Thompson, 1-for-2 at the plate. Lauren Johnson was 2-for-4 with a double and three RBIs. Feldick, 1-for-2 on the day. Schuler, 1-for-4 but had three runs batted in. Rose was 1-for-2 with a double. Logan was 1-for-4 with two RBIs. And Buchanan, 2-for-2 at the plate with an RBI as well for the Cougars, who won 17-0. It was Altamont over Central A&M in softball action by a score of 2-0. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for Altamont. Central A&M, no runs, one hit, and two errors, as Lemke again threw a one-hitter, striking out 19, walking five in the win. And Lemke was 3-for-4 at the plate with an RBI, as was Hankins for Altamont, as those two RBIs were the difference. 2-0, Altamont with the softball victory. Baseball side of things, it was North Clay defeating Brownstown St. Elmo 11-1 in five innings. 11 runs, six hits, no errors for the Cardinals. The Bombers won five hits, four errors in the loss. Craig pitched the victory for North Clay. For BSE, Zayden Gillespie 2-for-3 at the plate with a run scored. Callan Chandler 1-for-2. Corey Hoopengardner 1-for-2 with an RBI. And Dodge Wilms 1-for-2 at the plate as well. It was Arcola all over Windsor Stu Straws, 16-1 in four innings. 16 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Arcola. Windsor Stu Straws, one run, five hits, and seven errors in the loss, as Gurgle, Bridges, Verdine, Freeze, and Washer all 1-for-2 on the day. Tingley did have an RBI for the Hatchets. So today's schedule, of course, weather permitting, with rain in the forecast, we'll see how it goes. But all 4:30 starts for these games: Brownstown St. Elmo at Martinsville, Cumberland at Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City, Altamont at Newton, North Clay at Edwards County, and Totopolis at Casey Westfield. Softball, all 4:30 starts as well: St. Anthony and North Clay, Altamont at Greenville, Dietrich at Newton, Odin at St. Elmo Brownstown, Charleston at Totopolis, and Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond at Windsor Stu Straws. Boys tennis, St. Anthony at Champaign St. Thomas More and Charleston at Totopolis. Those also begin at 4:30. And boys track and girls track, Brownstown St. Elmo, North Clay, Casey Westfield, all slated to be at Windsor Stu Straws for 4 o'clock starts there. Also a reminder about the 32nd annual Central Illinois All-Star Basketball Game, featuring senior basketball players from the Lincoln Prairie Conference and the National Trail Conference. It'll be played Sunday evening at Cumberland High School. Admission is $5. They'll have a three-point shooting contest at 6:05, and then tip-off for the game slated for 6:30 at Cumberland for the Central Illinois All-Star Game. And again, that comes up Sunday evening. NCAA tournament gets back underway to this evening with games that features BYU taking on Alabama. That one's slated to tip off at 6:09. 6:39, it'll be Maryland versus Florida, Arizona and Duke at 8:39, and Arkansas and Texas Tech tonight at 9:09. NBA play last night. The Lakers got a tip-in bucket just ahead of the buzzer by LeBron James as they defeated the Pacers 120-119. The Lakers will be back in action against the Bulls tonight. That one gets underway at 7 o'clock. Also in hockey action, it was New Jersey defeating Chicago by a score of 5-3 last night as New Jersey picked up the win over the Blackhawks. Tonight, St. Louis will take on Nashville at Nashville. Puck drops there at 7 o'clock. And, of course, it is opening day for Major League Baseball as the Minnesota Twins will be at St. Louis for a 3:15 first pitch, and the Cubs take on Arizona tonight. And that one slated to get underway at 9:10. Again, opening day, domestically at least, I guess we should say, for Major League Baseball. So that's been a check of sports. Do want to remind you, we're slated to have our first spring sports broadcast of the season tomorrow night at Altamont. It's Effingham and Altamont in boys baseball action. Pregame show at 4:20 with the first pitch at 4:30. Again, tomorrow night from Altamont on KJ Country 102.3. and kjcountry.com. That is sports on this Thursday. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.